নোরুজ স্পেশাল। In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam and welcome to the program. Today, the 5th of the Farvardin corresponds with the 11th of the lunar Hijri month of Sha'ban, the birth anniversary of Imam Hussein's valorous son, Hazrat Ali Akbar, peace upon him. It is called the Day of Youth in Iran. Hazrat Ali Akbar was the role model of purity, manliness, and nobility. He was very handsome and virtuous. His father was the master of martyrs, Imam Hussein, peace upon him, and his mother was Lady Layla, granddaughter of the Urve bin Mas'ud Saghafi. Urve was the first among his clan to embrace Islam. Later, his own people martyred him because of believing in the Prophet of Islam. Congratulations on the auspicious birth anniversary of Hazrat Ali Akbar. Stay tuned, please. Ali Akbar was born in the house of Imamat in Medina on 11th of Sha'ban in the year 33 AH. He was brought up by Imam Hussein and his mother Layla. His noble descent shaped the core of his character. Dr. Imadzadeh writes in his book on the life of this great personality, "He has been described as the manifest epitome of valor, knowledge, merits, and the perfect mirror of the Prophet's morals and dignity." People of his time have also written on Ali Akbar. The behavior and disposition of Ali Akbar would revive the behavior of the Prophet in minds. Thus, it is no surprise to hear Imam Hussein, peace upon him, saying, "Whenever the Ahlul Bayt were missing the noble Prophet, they would look at Ali Akbar." Ali Akbar was so virtuous that even his worst enemies would admit his merits. Once Muawiyah, son of Abu Sufyan, asked his courtiers, "Who is the most qualified person to be the Caliph of Muslims after me?" Each of them mentioned a name till Muawiyah himself said, "In my opinion, Ali, son of Hussein, is the most qualified as he has the valor of the Hashemites, is the descent of the Saqif, and has the generosity of the Umayyads." Of course, the Umayyads were not generous, and Muawiyah was telling a lie. What is certain is that Ali Akbar was a perfect personality in purity, sincerity, chastity, modesty, generosity, piety, and good manners. The Ahlul Bayt were so absorbed by his virtues that on the day of Ashura, when he was departing for the battle, his sisters and aunts had excessively hard moments as they couldn't leave him. As he was going, Imam Hussein, peace upon him, said, "Dear son, walk slowly." Indeed, the Imam wanted to see him a little more. It was unbearable for Imam Hussein to depart from his beloved son. So he said, "My God, be witness that a youth is going toward this people who bears the most resemblance to your messenger in appearance, morals, and speech. Whenever we were eager to see the Prophet, we would look at him." The noted Iranian writer Sayyid Mehdi Shojai writes in his book, Father, Son, and Love, I think that the relation of Hussein with Ali Akbar was not merely the relation of a father with son. It was the relation of a gardener with the most beautiful flower of creation. Youth is like spring. Human being needs many things in the station of youth to be able to stand proudly and satisfactorily at the end of life. A young person needs progressive motives, lofty goals, and effort in acquisition of knowledge. He or she has the highest amount of potentials. He or she is the source of inexhaustible endeavor. Youth is the best period for building bond with God and shaping inward spirituality. Imam Sadiq, peace upon him, says, "When a young Muslim recites the Quran, it will be mixed with his flesh and blood, and Almighty God will place him among his high-ranked apostles, and God will be his defender on Judgment Day." Societies are dependent on youth, and having a young population is a great advantage. If these youths have necessary specializations in different fields, their society will march toward advancement. Youth always play a significant role in various issues in society. Thus, they should take care not to be entrapped by malicious currents and ideologies. Unfortunately, in many societies, great jobs and fateful plans are ceded to old people with the pretext of being experienced, while the old generation should act as advisor and not the engine of great enterprises. Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, used to appreciate youths not just verbally but practically. For instance, after the bloodless conquest of Mecca, he appointed a 21-year-old youth as the governor of the city. He even told the elderly to obey him and pray behind him in congregational prayer, as he was the most qualified among them. He said, "Give place to the youth in assemblies and teach them new things, because they will replace you in new affairs." Imam Ali, peace upon him, also said, "When you need advice in a job, first refer to the youth, because they have a sharper mind and a faster thought. Then refer to the elderly to follow up, evaluate the result, and choose the best way, as they have more experiences."